On the recent 25th anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, a previously unknown street art group named Prague Service made headlines at home and abroad for painting over the murals and graffiti on Prague's John Lennon Wall, leaving it completely white apart from the words "Wall is over." To find out why they did it, I spoke to a member of Prague Service, Mikuláš Karpeta. But we first discussed the origins of the John Lennon Wall, a symbol of freedom in the communist era that is today a tourist attraction.
I think it was because people started to write messages there, and also I believe there was some pub where local dissidents came, so...
Also, I guess it's kind of a quiet corner of Malmstrand. It's a little bit hidden.
It is, yes. And maybe it was also because of the police, because they overpainted the walls, so they were trying to hide the messages, so people were even more encouraged to write there.
As far as I know, it was a kind of gathering place. Even in the 1970s, people wrote messages and poems. Uh-huh. In the 80s, after the death of John Lennon, it became the John Lennon Wall. There was a portrait of Lennon that was painted over. Do you know how many times did the communists paint over the Lennon Wall in those days?
I don't really know. I think they did not do only that. They also made it like an advertisement place. So they were trying really hard. But it was overpainted and after the Velvet Revolution many times as well. It was overpainted by another street art group. It was overpainted by the owner itself.
So what do you mean that the communists made it into an advertisement place?
Well, they made it like a board for posters. So actually then people had to took off the posters and then they could write there something.
The idea of painting over it, whitewashing it, isn't completely new, as you say. But where did you get the idea? What inspired you guys to do it?
I think it was probably seeing the poster of John Lennon's campaign, "The War is Over," when we saw the way it has been done, how simply for us very beautifully was done, just like white space with one sign, "War is over." And I believe it immediately took us to the idea, just trying to make the Lennon Wall basically a sort of an art space where it's taken the whole space is taken in one piece of art.
This is the case, really, that you were planning to do it for several years?
Yeah, the idea is 3 years old, and I believe it would never happen if our school wouldn't support us, and also we thought it's a great opportunity to do it on the 25th anniversary of Velvet Revolution.
Of course, the date was very significant. Why did you choose to do it on that date, the 17th of November?
Basically because of the symbolical aspect of the sign, "The Wall is Over," was strictly meant symbolically in a matter of either Iron Curtain, Berlin Wall, the downfall of communism. That was the most important meaning of the message. So we did it in the night at 17 November, and we expected that people would take it as a sort of a hooray sign that, yes, we did it, the Iron Curtain's down. So for us, it was seriously like an anniversary of democracy.
Tell us about the practicalities of doing it, I guess, in one night. It's, I don't know, 6 or 7 meters high, maybe 30, 40 meters long. How did you actually physically do it?
Yeah, that was quite funny. We had to have a generator and another machine that was taking or the color and then spraying it. So we were actually not afraid that police would stop us painting it. We were afraid that they would stop us because of the noise we made, because it was 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, and both of these machines made noise like two huge cars. There was 10, 12 people. We had to cover everything that we didn't want to paint over. We had a huge ladder that we've been climbing on, and And yeah, it took like hour and a half. It was quite a long time.
Tell us about the reaction. I know immediately the Knights of Malta, who own the wall, they threatened legal action, but they dropped that idea. But generally speaking, what kind of reaction did you meet otherwise?
It was very interesting, actually, because we definitely seriously didn't expect that it would create such a huge media hype. We thought that maybe some artistic media would be interested, but otherwise we thought that everybody will just say, okay, that's nice, it's anniversary of revolution, it will be over in 2 days, which it was. So suddenly it was all over the newspapers, all over the TV, and also all over the social networks. So it was interesting to see how people reacted on the social networks. We were basically mostly threatened and people telling you messages like, I'll drown you in white color and tell your parents to start over. And on the other hand, in the TV and in the newspapers, it was generally taken quite nicely, I think. Also, maybe because the owner, the Maltese Knights, after we explained our action, they decided to drop the legal action down, which was very nice of them.
You mentioned the negative reaction of some people on the social networks and social media. Why were they angered so much?
I don't know, really. I think it's probably of the tradition or maybe sort of a rigid thinking about our memories, and the whole world generally is taken basically like a sighty thing. So once you touch it, you are immediately against loads of people. I've probably never seen the wall. I mean, if there wouldn't be the media coverage, nobody would actually know, because it was over in like 5 or 6 hours.
But did people take offense at the idea that you were not respecting this symbol of freedom in the communist days?
I guess so, yes. I think so. And, I mean, also, everybody's telling you that all you wanted to do is get famous. And by writing that, they get you famous. So, I mean, we are a bunch of 4 boys who just decided to do some street art, but we are no professionals. We actually never done something that big, and so we were extremely surprised.
Well, was there a moment where you thought, oops, we've gone too far?
Yeah, maybe when I saw the message that there's a legal action against us, I was a little afraid.
And did the police speak to you?
They did, but yesterday, it was like 2 weeks after, because it's basically just bureaucracy, because you can't, once you put the legal action against somebody, you can't put it down, so they had to speak to me, but otherwise nothing really happened.
I know you are concerned at the idea that the Lenin Wall has simply become a stop on the tourist trail of Prague, but why is that a bad thing?
I don't believe it's necessarily a bad thing. I believe what is bad, it's only a sightseeing thing. There's no other significance to its wall anymore. And it became a huge business, actually. I mean,
it's on postcards and posters, that kind of thing.
Not only that, I mean, we accidentally talked to 2 young guys who we met there, who were the authors of the last remaining Lenin portraits. And they said they are basically in a huge battle against a local hostel that has a tour that buys, that you pay, I don't know how much, something like 400 or 500, and you get vodka and spray cans. So every week there's a bunch of kids from the hostel who just take the whole over and overpaint it as well. So also because of that, we thought like, yeah, this will happen again and again, so why don't we paint it over for just like a couple of hours?
It must have looked very pure when you finished it, just with the words, wall is over. Were you sad to see it? being painted on again?
Yeah, I must admit, a little I was. It just looked whole differently, and so I liked it. I mean, I obviously wasn't telling anybody not to do it. It was just obvious that people will start, and it's good. It's just, it was really suddenly very nice for me. Yeah.
Now that the dust has settled on the whole thing, it's all over, would you do it again?
Yes, definitely. I mean, for me, the discussion is probably the most important thing that really happened, and also the attention towards the war, so absolutely.